You may have watched last night's presidential debate, but you know that your vote doesn't matter, right? Everybody knows that Washington State will vote Clinton, almost certainly vote Clinton, whether you do or not. It's a different situation in Florida, where the polls, as usual, are tight. Here to tell you what that's like is humorist Dave Barry. He's lived in Florida a long time. He's sick of the Sunshine State being the butt of jokes. So I asked him for his take on Washington State.
It's a fine state, Washington. And I know that Seattle is there. Am I right?
Yeah, that actually is true. That's a myth that is actually true about Washington.
So I think the people are wonderful. Seattle people are wonderful book-buying individuals who buy books with money that they pay for the books with.
Yes.
I've always been a big fan of that aspect of Seattle, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful city.
So we're the one state that deserves to make fun of Florida?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I did not say that.
Okay.
I mean, just because you're a fine – wait, is that the way you look at it? You're a nice state, and therefore you should rip Florida like everyone else? Is that really where you're coming from?
Well, we kind of – I mean, we're in opposite corners, but we have opposite vibes. We do not have – for everybody who doesn't know, perhaps we should paint the picture of Florida. Let's paint the stereotype before you demolish it.
Well, no, I actually sort of agree with a lot of the stereotype of Florida. The stereotype is that first of all we're stupid, which is based on the 2000 presidential election, when all the other states were able to pretty quickly determine whom they had voted for, and Florida had no idea. And you may recall originally they called the state for Gore, then they called it for Bush. Then they called it for Gore again, and then I think briefly William Shatner was in the lead, and then by morning it was just a mess. And we had, we went through weeks of elections officials holding up these ballots that Florida voters had been baffled by, and it turned us into a joke, and we deserved it. And I actually proposed a solution to the ballot problem, which is that since it was a lot too complicated for Florida voters to figure out which hole to punch in the piece of cardboard, that we should print photographs of the candidates' faces on the ballot, and you would vote by poking out your candidate's eyeball. But they didn't take me up on that. So anyway, we got the reputation for being stupid. So, and fair enough, we were very stupid in that election and deserved it. But then it sort of became this endless stream of, Florida man stories. Anything that happened in Florida, Florida. And that where I take issue with that, and I first of all acknowledge that we do have a great deal of weirdness down here. A lot of weird things happen. Here is a statistic. Florida has 6% of the nation's population, but it produces 57% of the nation's weirdness.
So is that right? That's
a statistic, and now it's on the radio, so it pretty much has to be true. My defense is a lot of those weird things and stupid things are being done by people who don't originate in Florida. They come from other states, lots of other states. People flow down here. We're like the Ellis Island of stupid, weird people. And so we're taking on the whole nation's weirdness is what I'm saying.
Since we were talking about the election, we all know about Bush v. Gore indecision 2000. What has Florida actually done about it since then?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We're not ready. And every day I look at the polls, and every day it looks like Florida is more and more becoming the state again, the swing state, the purple state, the state that could determine the outcome of the election. And we are frankly terrified about that down here. We should give our electoral votes to other states that know how to use them and, divide them up. Give Wyoming a couple, give Delaware a couple, some of the smaller states that don't have a lot of them. And that way, Florida can just, maybe let the people vote down here, but don't count it.
We're irrelevant here because there's no mystery about how Washington is going to vote.
Right. You are a stone blue state. And I don't mean stone in the sense of, that you're all high on marijuana, although I'm sure you are.
We are.
But, you don't have to worry. You don't have to vote if you don't want to. It will not be your fault. Whatever happens will not be your fault.
Yeah. What's that like, being relevant?
It's terrifying. I don't want us to be relevant. We were relevant before, and it did not work out well for us. So,
Dave Barry, I think you live in Florida now because it gives you a lot of material. But when you retire, From the humor from the humor game, you're coming to Washington State.
Well, is it that boring up there?
Yeah, it's humorless.
Is it really?
You need a change. You're going to need a change when you're ready to quit.
Now, why, is it humorless because why? Because everybody's like a mellow, coffee-sipping, thoughtful Microsoft employee? Why is it?
There's some of that. Well, in the Seattle area, you know, all states have their parts, right? They're red, they're blue, and in the greater Seattle area, there's a smugness that comes with knowing that you and everyone around you is right.
Yeah, we don't have that disease down here in Florida. We're pretty sure that maybe one of us is right, but that most of us are probably insane and wrong. So yeah, that might get a little boring. So maybe what we could do is have some kind of a population exchange, where we send like a bunch of Miami people up there, and you send a bunch of Washington people down here, and see how it works out. Probably the problem would be that the Miami people, just by the way they drive, would kill a lot of pedestrians up there, and the Washington people coming down here would probably not survive Miami traffic. So that might not be a good idea unless we had designated drivers for everybody.
There might be rear window shootouts.
Would we be allowed to bring our weapons? Because that would be a big factor, I think, on whether or not we.
What could the rest of us learn from a Florida voter this year?
Well, I think you could learn to be more open-minded. Like, I'm guessing that the typical Seattle voter already knows who he's going to vote for and how he's going to vote and where he's going to vote and that sort of thing. And I think the typical Florida voter is just going to wake up and realize it's election day and head in and try to figure out where he or she is supposed to vote and then try to, you know, look at the ballot. And based on the fact I've been in line behind these people, probably never realized that there were going to be candidates on the ballot, you know, possibly including for President of the United States. We'll just be deciding that stuff then and there on the spot. That's kind of open-minded, freewheeling people we are.
We actually have an all mail-in ballot. All our elections are mail-in here.
All of it? No polling places?
Right.
Then where do you stand in line? No, you don't.
At the mailbox?
Post office.
Right, at the post office. Yeah, it's a very sober way of doing it. I'm telling you.
Boy, you are a boring state.
Fair enough. That was Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Dave Barry. His new book is Best State Ever, A Florida Man Defends His Homeland.